Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Truma, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Yud Beis. Previous Mishnah we talked about if a goy comes along and threatens to metame loaves of Truma by saying, give us one of them, and if not, we'll make them all tame. We talked about a machlokes, how you should deal with it. In a similar fashion, but with a little bit of a different halacha, we find when there are a case, v'chein, says the Mishnah, noshim she'omr lahem goyim, if you have women, that a group of women and goyim have said to them, t'no achas mekem natamo, give us one of them, give us one of you, and we will defile her. In other words, we'll live with her. V'im lav, and if not, harein metamim eskulcham, we'll take you all, we'll live with you all. Yetamo eskulon, says the Mishnah here, they have to let them all of them be tamei, rather than handing over one nefesh. V'al yimsur lohem nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. In other words, the goyim, well, whatever they do, they do. But we can't, we as women, the women can't give over one. Why? Ein dochin nefesh mip nefesh. How do you know whose blood is redder than the other blood? You can't give one nefesh, one soul, one over. How can you pick that? And here, there is no machlekes. Before previous Mishnah, we had a machlokes about how to give over the bread to the goyim. Here, no machlokes. Yerushalmi mentions that if the goyim had specified one of the ladies, so they said, give us that lady, and if not, we'll make it all tamei. When they specify one particular lady, then they're allowed to hand her over in order to save the others. However, the Rambam writes in this matter, he says, In Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, he says, "Ein moirin lahem lechatchila." In other words, they're allowed to, but we would not tell them lechatchila to act in such a way. Perek Tshishi, the ninth perek, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a person who sows truma. Now, we're not allowed to sow truma. Truma is for eating, drinking, or in the case of where appropriate, like oil, for applying on the body, on the skin. However, one cannot sow it. And our Mishnah deals with what happens if one did sow truma. There are two distinctly different ways of learning the Mishnah. One is the way the Rabbi Shimshon learns it, and one is the way the Rambam learns it. Let's first learn it the way Rabbi Shimshon learns it. Hazareya truma, one who sows truma. Shogeg, he did it by accident. He didn't know that it was truma. And afterwards he finds out that he's done truma. Yufach, he has to uproot it, to turn it all over as a penalty. Even though it was b'shogeg, doesn't matter. The Chachamim gave a penalty. He wasn't careful enough with truma, and they said, turn it all over. Isn't he destroying truma? He's ma'abi truma. He's not allowed to destroy truma. But he's allowed, we tell him to do this because he sowed it b'shogeg by accident. And because he sowed it b'shogeg, the field is not called a truma field. It's not called a truma program because it was done b'shogeg. Umezid. What happens if he purposely knew that it was truma and sowed it in the ground? Then you came. Then we say he has to let it grow. They can't give a knas. They can't give a penalty to turn uproot it because that would be seen as destroying truma. Because he purposely knew that it would, sowed it, knowing that it was truma, the field is called truma now. He is chayv to keep it. He has to keep the truma going. Says the Mishnah further, im hevi ashlish, if the truma had already grown to a third of its size, to its full third of its maturity, then ben shogeg ben mezid he came. Whether it was by accident, whether he did it on purpose, Yikayim, he has to keep the growth, you have to keep them, he can't destroy it because then it's already called, looks like already destroying truma when it reaches that stage. And it's also to destroy it. You have to keep it growing. Uver pishton, but if he sows flax of truma, then even mezid yufach, even if it was on purpose, yufach, he has to turn it over. Why isn't that problem of ma'ambe truma, destroying truma? That's because since when you sow flax, the main thing is not the seed that you're going to get afterwards that grows, but rather it's the stalks that come up, it's the givolim. Because of that, since it's the stalks, not the seeds, for that reason, because we say usually seeds of pishtan, flax seeds, are not fit to eating at all. So therefore, even if he sowed it b'meizi, the chachamim made a knas, a penalty, that he has to uproot it. Sheyufach, he has to turn it over. And there's no problem about, as we said, destroying truma, because the main thing are the gevolim, the stalks, and they're not truma. It's the bulbs, it's the seed underneath. That's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns it. Rambam learns very differently. He learns the Mishnah like this. Hazareh truma, if a person sowed truma shogeg by accident, yufach, he's allowed to turn it over. He's allowed to uproot the roots of truma and to sow chulin instead. Oh, I sowed there by accident. I sowed truma. We tell him, don't worry, you can uproot it and you can plant their chulin. They did not make a knas. That's how the Rambam reads it. Not yufach, he has to turn it over, he's allowed. Or mezid, if he purposely sowed truma, then yakayim, we tell him no. We tell him you have to let it grow there. Yes, and what grows there will be truma. You have to treat it with a grush of truma. No matter how much you want to replace it with chulin, you can't. If it reached a third, then bench of its maturity, then bench shogeg ben mezid yakayim. You have to keep it both ways, even b'shogeg. Why? Because you're not allowed to destroy gidulei truma. Over pishton, and if it's flax, then mazid by, if it did it on purpose, yufach, then we say that he has to turn it over because we are worried that he might benefit from the stalks, and he'll think, it's only the seed that's aser, but the stalks are mutter. So, which would imply from this pirish on the Mishnah that he holds the stalks are aser. What's interesting is that in the Rambam, in Hilchas Trumas, he seems to paskin that the stalks are mutter. And the knas, the penalty, was that he should uproot it in order that he should not sow lechatchila for the stalks, which are mutter. According to the Rambam, it's very, very different pshat. And what's also interesting is that the word yufach, which appears in the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah, have two different meanings. That in the beginning of the Mishnah, when yufach was used in the case of sowing b'truma, it meant he's allowed to uproot it. He's allowed to replace the truma there and put the chulin seeds. And the end of the Mishnah, when it says with pishton, if sowed it on purpose, yufach, it means not he's allowed to, he has to turn it over. Quite interesting. Very different according to the Rambam, how to learn the yufach. One, he has to, one, he's allowed to.